Live from the beautiful Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico, this is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast. Now, here's Nick Reed.
Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed, and it has begun. This is the first day of broadcast for our 2019 Great Escape. You can hear chairs scraping in the background, everyone up early, and there we've got our... I'm going to have to Facebook Live from up here earlier. We're like three stories up. Three, aren't we? Cam's
yes.
with us. Yeah,
hi.
Three
I'm
stories
back.
Up, and we're overlooking the beautiful ocean. And if you know, you're quiet, you can hear the wind off the ocean. And, of course, many of our, not all of our Great Escape attendees are up here this morning as we broadcast live because there was a lot of fun that was going on last night. I know when I left, I think it was just beginning right up here, in fact, where we are now. But we're going to chat with some of the folks. And, of course, you know, we'll, as the show progresses this morning, talk about some of the things going on in the real world as well. But Cam, of course, always with us. She is the mother goose of all of us. Like, where's Cam? Where's Cam? I need Cam. What do you need her for? I don't know. I just need to know where she is. So, of course, this is our fifth one. Is that right? Fifth one that we've done, and we are in Costa Mujeres, and so you do a much better job of painting a picture for people about where we are.
Well, we're about 45 minutes to an hour from Cancun. We got in yesterday. We loaded up on our buses and headed out this way, and I think we were all expecting the best, but I think we were all pleasantly surprised. This resort is brand new. It's just opened within the last year, and it is just beautiful. I've seen the swim-up rooms, which you just walk out, and it's almost just a private little lagoon right there in paradise. I mean, I was sitting out there talking to my mom this morning. I was like, this is like paradise here. It really is beautiful. So, and the staff's great. They've been so friendly and helpful.
They
and,
are exceedingly yeah, helpful.
The food's great. How about that dessert last night?
Oh, that was wonderful.
It was like this chocolate ball thing.
It was, and then with prizes inside.
Yeah.
You're like, a chocolate
really
ball is delicious, but oh, look at this.
More
something
chocolate.
More delicious inside. Whenever we first got here, of course, they did a tremendous job. They're like, they get us in the room so fast.
And they are with champagne.
As soon as you walk in. Yeah. And I like one of the, it's, these are these little touches. I don't know if you noticed that they would say welcome home to you. Many of them, they're like, welcome home. And then when we get there, our butler in our room, and this was, you know, for everybody, they give you a tour of the room, and you think, what do I need this for?
Yeah.
But a few people didn't get it. I was like, do you know that you have aromatherapy in your room? Like, it is an automated system that you can turn on or off. They're like, no, we didn't know it. See, you missed out.
The best door knows that.
Oh, and the showers and the water closet, if you will, automatic lighting. And that may sound silly, but it's just
helpful.
So cool. It is very helpful.
Yeah, and the tubs are beautiful, and the rooms are beautiful.
Oh, man.
And the beds are huge. In fact, one of our we have a mom and daughter, and they were supposed to get them two beds, and I'm sure that's happened by now, but they said, we only have one. But it's like, you couldn't find each other anyway. That bed's so big.
It is. So. Yeah, it is. Yeah. And then I it's unfair for me to try and even describe the rooms because you just cannot do it justice.
You'll have to do Facebook.
Yeah, we will. Yes, I'll have to do that. Now, one of the other little things that it seems noteworthy is it looks almost like a natural body of water, river that runs through the resort. And my wife jokingly said, I wonder if they taxi people on that thing. And then later we saw there was a little dock and people getting on a boat. I guess they're electric boats that go up and down through the resort on the little man-made natural water.
They were running this morning early.
No
hauling
kidding.
People to and from.
Yeah. I don't even know where it goes. I just want to ride in
know.
It.
I know. It must take you to a different pool. I don't know.
I don't know
or the
either.
Ocean maybe down toward that way.
So, as you mentioned, this opened in December, correct?
Yes.
It's almost a year old.
Almost a year.
Not quite. It's the TRS Coral in Costa Mujeres. I'm trying to, for people that may want to check it out online, the best way to do that.
Yeah.
I guess just Google
TRS,
it.
TRS Coral. It's one of the Grand Palladium properties. Grand Palladium's the parent company. Mm-hmm. And we have access to their sister properties are here on this huge compound. So we can go to any of those, but those poor people can't come to the TRS Coral because we're the upscale property.
So you can run over on their side, push them, and then run back.
They can't do a thing about
it. Invisible wall. Like, dang it. And that is one of the fun things about the resort is that, I mean, you can absolutely stay here.
Properties.
Oh, yeah.
We stayed at a Grand Palladium in Jamaica, remember?
Yes.
And that was great.
Yes, and I think, I'll drink it, like in the morning show.
Like, you need to be revved up,
Right, yeah. And but at the Grand Palladium in Jamaica, they had those Nespresso machines, I knew of them because of those commercials George Clooney does. And Morgan was like, just, you know, try one. It's like, these are fantastic. Yeah. In fact, when we got back home, I bought one of the machines.
Did you?
Yeah, but I bought the wrong one, so I had to return it. Nonetheless, so I looked it up, and they have those in our rooms here, too. See? It's just the little things in life.
They have that. They have your refrigerator stocked with all kind of soft drinks and juices, and they have any liquor you want. They just said, tell us what you want. And Mark just mentioned, oh, well, you know, they said, what do you like? He said, well, I guess vodka. Next thing you know, she's knocking on the door with this bottle. And we're like, oh, my gosh.
And it's all part of the package.
Yep. It's like very, very customer service oriented. Anything you need, they're happy to do it. And when you thank them, they go, no, that's why I'm here. I mean, they really do. The little,
you almost feel guilty.
Yeah. I mean, they're so nice.
All right. Well, I do want to talk to you about a few other things, including what all you, I know there are some people with our group here that have gone to Alaska with you. They've gone to Africa with you. And so you do so much more. So if people are interested in some trip outside of a great escape, we can let them know about that as
Absolutely.
We continue our live broadcast from Mexico. It's our 2019 Great Escape. And this is the first of 3 days of broadcasting. Of course, again, Matt Canovey on Thursday from In Studio and Lock and Smith Foundation on Friday. I'm Nick Reed. More coming up next.
I'm on vacation every single day because I love my occupation.
Welcome back. This is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico.
Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed as we continue on our broadcast day one of our 2019 Great Escape here at TRS. Yeah, that's right. TRL's Total Request Live. I went way in the way back machine there, although that show may still be on. Anyhow,
Springfield's News
neither
Talk
here
FM
nor there.
104.1
Cam,
KSGF,
of course, she is the one who helps arrange all these. And I do want to continue
on our
thank
broadcast
you to
day
Beauty
one
Center
of our 2019
our,
Great Escape.
Our
here at
live broadcast today, tomorrow,
TRS.
And Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right. TRL's
and
Total Request Live.
Studio
I went way
in the way back machine there
on Friday.
Although that show may still be on.
And I did want to.
It's neither here nor there.
A little bit Cam,
of course, she is the one who helps arrange all these. And I do want to do a big thank you to Ming Auto Beauty Center sponsoring our.
So, as
our,
I was saying,
live broadcast today, tomorrow, and Wednesday,
and then
Matt Canovey in studio Thursday,
that, but you do much more than
Smith Foundation
right.
on
I do.
Friday.
I do have
and
a real
I
job.
Did want to talk.
This isn't
oh,
a real job
about
job.
Some of the
job.
Other stuff.
I would like to think.
Do,
I always tell myself
what
that
we
most
are
people here is
the
great escape
most fun with us.
You are the craziest group I have. That's for sure.
And let me tell you, and I try to tell this particularly with advertisers,
but you do much more than
aren't familiar with.
I do. I do have a real job.
KSGF. And I think there is a stereotype that KSGF
I would like
are,
to think
you know,
I always
sort of
tell myself that we are your best group.
It looks like they're having too much fun.
You are the craziest group
all
I have.
All one must do is come
sure.
on one of
and
these
let
trips.
Me tell you,
and I try to tell you,
particularly
learn,
with advertisers,
that's not what
people that maybe aren't
familiar with, news talker KSGF,
and I
think there is a stereotype that KSGF listeners are, you know, these sort of stuffy individuals.
It
looks like they're having too much fun. I don't like that.
And that's why I think
one must
we
do is come on
them.
One of these
this
trips,
year we
and they will
never
learn
that many because
that's
you always
not what
wanted to keep
the KSGF listener demographic.
No. But you
and
know a third of these people.
You know, that's a really good
know,
point, actually, now that you say it that way, because
you know,
I'm like, oh, it's getting too
to get
big.
To know these
I'm
folks.
Not going
to
have a
just
chance
sit in the pool
to meet
and start talking.
Everybody,
and everybody's friends. And that's why I think we've grown so. I mean, this year we do, because we have repeat travelers. And they love to come, and they're all friends.
You've sold me.
Well, I mean, it's a big group.
You know, that's a really good point, actually. Now that you say it that way,
and
because
the new
I'm
ones
like,
just
oh,
fit right
it's
in
too big.
And
I don't
along.
Have a
I love it too, because like last
everybody,
night,
but yeah,
you know, we
that's true.
Get everybody
I already
for
know
about
together.
Yes,
yeah.
We do
at
because we have repeat
entire
travelers,
yeah.
for
us.
And they love to
okay.
come, and they're
everyone's
all friends.
Sold me.
And
you would
well,
think,
I mean,
oh,
it's,
these people,
it's
some sort of reunion.
It's really smaller than it seems because we know so many of them, and then the new ones just fit right in.
There are no strangers.
And I love it too, because like last night,
and people invite friends from other places. I mean, we have people that are out of Missouri.
I've
heard their friends say and come to with us. And we have mothers and daughters,
and
we have
everyone,
you know, kids with their parents. I mean,
think,
not
oh,
little
these
kids,
people,
right, grown
some
adults.
Sort of reunion.
And
they've known each other.
It's
like,
just a really diverse group, but I think
do
it's,
know one another.
Everybody
but
gets along. Everybody has
no
that kind
no,
of common
there are new
core
with
of
the groups.
And people
beliefs
invite friends
right.
from other and places.
And
I mean, we have
kind of
agreed
most
that are
of the time with
you
because they've heard their friends.
You know, it makes
them
nice, and we have mothers and daughters.
Really does.
Now, for people though, they like
I mean, not little kids, grown adult kids and their parents. And it's just a really diverse group. But I think it's everybody gets along.
everybody
of that
has that
well.
Kind of
sure.
common.
And that's, you focus primarily on groups, right?
I'm the director,
and I only do
groups.
And kind of agree yeah. most of the time with you.
If somebody calls and wants a vacation,
you know,
I mean, I'll help them
nice,
figure out what they want
nice
to do, but then I give them one of our leisure agents, because
they
do individual vacations.
But, you know, they think,
yeah, so we have custom groups. We have one going in January
to
South Africa, Botswana, and Zimbabwe.
And that's you focus primarily on groups, right?
I'm the director
we do.
I only do groups.
I don't. If somebody just calls
we
and wants a vacation, I mean, I'll help them figure out what they want to do,
the
but then I give them one of our leisure
agents
because they do
individual vacations.
Right. So yeah. I mean, we do
yeah,
all
so
kinds
have
of things out of the box.
Groups
and,
we have one going in January
like
just
in that
South Africa,
local
Botswana,
people
and
friends
Zimbabwe.
And family of locals.
And I actually have KSTFers going with
everybody's just kind of gets to be
we do
in
Alaska
travel,
and
I have
a lot of people that travel
with us just on different groups together because like this, they've gotten to know each other.
The Rhone, and the Danube.
So what's the best way of people do want to ask questions about?
So I mean, we do all kinds of things out of the box.
Like you said, I mean, you do groups, but even if they are looking for just
usually local people or friends and family of locals.
To
and
get
then
contact
everybody's
with you
just
or somebody.
Kind of
tell
gets
them to
be
call
and travel, and I have a lot of people
Edelman
that travel
888
on different groups
seven,
together
888
because like
488
this, they've gotten to know each
and
other.
They can ask for me, and so
sometimes
it's fun.
They can
so
just
what's
kind
the
of
best way
what do I want to do,
do,
and I'll kind of help them figure it out. Then I
get
an agent that really specializes in that. Some are great with Hawaii. Some are great with Disney. Some are great with, you know, just the different all-inclusives.
So
someone
or somebody
plan
or call
Edelman
to a destination wedding.
We have gals that do that.
So I can get you to the right person if I can.
They can ask for me,
and
so I'll help anyway.
Just kind of want to think what do I want to do. I want to do, and I'll kind of help them figure it out.
And
then I get an agent that really
on
specializes
hand, sure
in that.
Think,
some
that
are great with Hawaii, some
world,
are great with Disney,
then, you know,
some are great
yeah,
with,
you, go, but you're
you know,
working,
just the
you're
different
all
inclusives. Or some are having
do you
some
ever,
great
do
jobs.
You
some
you
want
ever
to do a destination
a
wedding.
Well,
we have
you
gals that do that, you know, so I can get you to
yes, and I make Mark plan those. So I'll help him.
He does the research, and I just follow him around.
So where do you go then?
Oh, we've done the
Mekong and
river cruises.
Because on one hand, I'm sure people think, man, that must be the best job in the world. But then, you know, yeah, you go, but you're working. You're taking care of everyone.
It's
a
great job.
Do you ever take a vacation and appreciate everything you do?
Yes, and I make Mark plan those.
Wonderful and effortless on the part of everyone.
He does the research, and I just follow him around.
So where do you go? We continue our broadcast. It's day one of our three-day broadcast here. Our 2019 Great Escape.
I follow him for a while.
Our broadcasts are sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center in Springfield.
Oh,
so I appreciate everything. We are going to talk about some of the issues of the day as well. And effortless on the part of
everyone.
Emily Johnson wrote Real Estate.
As
we continue our broadcast. And then, of course,
day
as always,
one
anyone
of
our
three-day
broadcast
come
here
on and be part of the show here.
2019 Great Escape.
You're more than welcome to
hear that,
everyone.
Our broadcasts are sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center in Springfield. So a huge thank you to them. We are going to talk about
Springfield's
News
Talk
as well.
1041 KSGF
here.
From
Mexico.
Emily Johnson wrote Real Escape.
She is also with us. And then, of course, as always, anyone that wants to come on and be part of the show here, they are more than welcome to. Did you hear that, everyone? You can come on. Okay, so be thinking about it. I won't make you if you don't want to. Springfield's News Talk FM 1041 KSGF from Mexico, the 2019 Great Escape. I'm Nick Reed.
Live from the beautiful Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico. This is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast.
Springfield's News Talk FM 1041 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed, broadcasting live on this Monday from Costa Mujeres, Mexico. It is our 2019 Great Escape, the broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center in Springfield and Emily Johnson. Rhodes Real Estate, usually when you sit across from me, we're at Norma's Carriage House.
Yes.
It's a little further from your office this time around. So excited. I know a lot of people were excited that you and your husband were coming along.
Yeah, we're excited to be here as well. This is our first Great Escape. It's our third time to Cancun, and it's just drastically different from any other resort we've ever stayed at. It's absolutely beautiful here.
That is so fantastic. I'm always worried that somebody, that their expectations won't be met. And this trip, certainly people, I mean, everyone is talking about the rooms and the layout and the food. And so far, everyone seems to really be enjoying it.
Oh, yeah. The property itself is just stunning. There is no magical room service box, but
that's
okay.
That's right, there is.
Everything
and I
else is
about
made up
that.
For in spades. So
we were talking about that. Yeah. I think last week when we were at the magical, what do you call it? Room service box? I call
the
it food
no,
box.
The no judgment box. You can just order your room service and it appears kind of like Indian in the cupboard and you open it and no one's there coming into your room. So
I love room service. And I kid you not, this is the first thing that I do anytime I go to one of these. And because room service is covered. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything in the minibar is everything is covered. And that's sort of a hard obstacle for people to get over because you think, oh, don't get in the minibar. That's
right.
$12 for a Snicker bar. And there are Snicker bars in there and Pringles and beer and, oh, yeah. a separate wine refrigerator.
Yes, we did have see those that as well.
Also mm-hmm. in the rooms. And so, but then I get the, I'm like, oh, the room service book. And I immediately began flipping through, and there's New York strip and T-bones and ribeye and pizza and lobster, and you just get as much as you want. And like I mentioned when we were at Norma's, I get lots of it, and then I just, because the beds are these huge king-size beds, and I just lay them all around the bed. Mm-hmm. So every plate is within reach. I haven't done that yet, but I'm going to perhaps tonight.
Yeah, we haven't ordered room service yet, so we'll have to give that a try.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm excited to just be here and meet everybody. My cell phone reception is excellent, and I have great internet access, so I've been able to still mm-hmm. work somewhat, not as much as I typically would.
See, is this a vacation, or what are you doing?
Well, it's, you know, with real estate, it never stops. You know, there are houses on the market every day. So this morning I was just, I listed a new house on Friday before we left in Oldfield, and I had several inquiries about it this morning, and so people were surprised because they're listeners of the show. They didn't expect me to respond right away, uh-huh. and I did within, you know, 5 or 10 minutes of them emailing me. So
now, I'll have you know, before we left, so Friday night at the airport, mm-hmm. me and some of those people over there, I had them almost convinced, I think, to all go in and buy that property.
Oh, the
I was like,
Oldfield,
we should
yeah.
all go in on that.
It's beautiful.
It's 47 acres, mm-hmm.
$200,000. I mean, it's a one-room log cabin with pine floors. You know, it has a wood furnace and propane heat as well as air conditioning, but just the wildlife is gorgeous. It's 80% wooded, so there's trails and you can just drive through there and hike or whatnot. But it's a neat property, and it's actually, a lot of people may not know where Oldfield is. It's past Ozark, mm-hmm. Sparta, Brunner, Elkhead. It's just south of that area in Douglas County, so just over the Christian County line. But 45 minutes is all it takes me from my office, which is by the Battlefield Mall, to get there. So it's a pretty quick drive to just be out of the, you know, out of the city and in the country and have your own kind of oasis.
So you mentioned somebody contacted you about it. It is still available, right?
It is still available, yes.
I'm going to try to strong arm some of those guys. I don't know if they remember us talking about it, though.
Mm-hmm. It is still available, and the sellers that live there have a small hobby farm. They have miniature horses, but there is a beautiful barn, and like I mentioned on Friday, the seller is really into woodworking, so mm-hmm. he has done all of the building himself. Every piece of wood is hand-planed from pine or cedar that's on the property, so it's a really special place.
And a testament to you. I mean, I was just giving you a hard time that here you are in Costa Mujeres, Mexico, this beautiful resort, one of the nicest places in the world, yet you're still taking care of your clients.
Absolutely. I can type with one hand on my keyboard and have a mimosa in the other. So it's a good combination.
Do you and Will have big plans for today?
No plans really. Yeah, we're gonna check out, there's so many different buildings on the property mm-hmm. and different restaurants and bars. So really kind of learn the lay of the land is really our plan. We have no children for the week, so we're just excited to do wherever, you know, the wind takes us.
Have you FaceTimed them yet?
Oh yeah, about a dozen times. Yeah. So yeah.
Well,
they're jealous that they're not here, but then I show them that there are no children allowed here, so then they're okay with that, and I think they're going to go to Chuck E. Cheese today. So
that's not a bad deal.
I'm not jealous about missing that one at all.
And let's be honest, when you are a child, it doesn't matter where you are. If you're with your grandparents, that's vacation.
Yep, true.
Because generally they're allowed to indulge.
Yes, they had 3 breakfasts this morning, they told me, so they're not.
And of course they get to, you know, meet Sarah. And so it's just a really fun thing for people. So thank you so much. And
yeah.
I hope you have one. And then,
Absolutely.
I mean, feel free to come by and visit tomorrow.
Yeah, I plan to stop by every day. I've got lots
awesome.
Of just different topics to talk
Great.
About, tips, funny stories, whatever.
Perfect.
So we
that
can,
sounds all right. We will look forward to that yep. tomorrow and Wednesday. Emily Johnson, Rhodes Real Estate, as we continue on our, I almost instinctively want to say Friday Roadshow, but of course it is today, the Monday Roadshow in Costa Mujeres, Mexico, our 2019 Great Escape. The broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center. Got more coming up. I'm Nick Reed.
Live from the beautiful Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico, this is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast.
KSGF. I'm Nick Reed. Our live broadcast this morning, sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center, serving Springfield since 1979. And we are far, far away. We are in Costa Mujeres, Mexico. It is our 2019 Great Escape. It is about 45 minutes to an hour from Cancun. I don't know which direction, north, south, east, west. It's one of the two, but we are. It's beautiful. And one of the wonderful things about these Great Escapes is that we get to have anybody that goes on the Great Escape along with us or comes along with us gets to come on air. And we have Norman Hirsch with us. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
And so actually, the last name, you are indirectly related to Courtney.
That's correct. She's my daughter-in-law.
Yeah, and of course, she and Eddie are here. I don't think they're down here. She's not here for your debut.
I didn't know.
What we just throw people on. Well, we're so glad that you guys are here.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are. Let's get to know you.
I'm Norman Kirsch. I've been a professional engineer for 40 years. I retired in January, and I have a business on the side that I do for structural inspections of Southwest Missouri, and that's to do residential or commercial inspections of foundation or any structural issues that need to be done. I work with realtors, mortgage companies.
Well, so where are you from? Are you from Springfield originally?
Originally from California. Grew up in Santa Cruz.
Okay.
And moved to Springfield in 94. I've never regretted it.
You know, I remember as a kid in church, they would always ask, you know, who's new, or, you know, are there any new or any visitors? And whenever somebody would raise their hand, they would, you know, ask them, well, where are you from? And I swear 50% of the time, California. And I note, and it's never changed. I mean, almost always if I ask somebody, well, where are you originally from? 50% of the time, it seems like they're from California. they've been fleeing for some time.
That's right. That's
so why did you leave California? I mean, I know from, you know, I talk about it in a political context, but I mean, there are a lot of reasons to move.
Well, my folks lived out here in Springfield. Mm-hmm. He worked for Central Bible College as the dean.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and I wanted to get my kids out of California. Yeah. They were 8 and 10, and it was time to leave. School system there were not ready.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
So you ended up. So you had been in California your whole life at that point?
Pretty much, yes.
I imagine the difference now between California and Missouri may be a little more distinct than it was back in the mid-90s. But still, a pretty profound difference.
Very profound difference.
Back when I was in college, one of my best friends, it was a little after college, he had moved to California and lived out there for some time, and he was dating a girl who had never been outside of the Los Angeles area, really. And it got serious enough, he brought her home for Christmas. And in Carthage, Missouri, she thought everyone had to be a millionaire. She could not believe the houses that people lived in, because it would cost, you know, $4 or $5 million for what's a $150 home in Carthage, Missouri.
That's right.
So that, that's a big
dramatic difference. Yeah. So, it's a one-way trip. You can't go back from here back there economically. It won't work.
In fact, I've only known one person that moved from Missouri to California, and that was Courtney's sister and brother-in-law. And they're still out there. So you've raised your family here. You're here. You're retired. Are you retired? Oh, you said
I'm
you do this
in
as
January.
But as a side job, you do this.
This is my retirement job. I've been doing it for 10 years. And
so what is that? So structural inspections, is that for insurance purposes, or if somebody's going to sell a property, what do you do?
If a home inspector goes through and they highlight something, they need an engineer to check it out. That's what I do. Or people can call if they have a question about a foundation or a settling floor or any kind of issue like that related to structures. I can do that.
We have
several times. We've gone about 5 times, yes.
And Jamaica's wonderful. We went there 2 years ago, I guess it was, in the Great Escape. People are always wanting to return to Jamaica. But how do you like this joint?
I haven't had a chance to check it all out, but what I've seen is fantastic.
Dinner last night? Did you get the salmon or the steak?
I got the steak. Yeah, and I had part of my wife's salmon, so they tried them both.
last night, I mean, of course, there are so many different restaurants and room service and massive varieties of choices, but last night we had this entire restaurant, Cam arranged for it to be shut down just for us, and of course we, out there in sort of that open area, cocktails, and then so it was a limited menu to expedite things, but it was fantastic.
It was very good.
Yeah, I didn't hear anyone complain other than being stuffed. Did you go upstairs afterwards, the Gravity Mar?
No.
So they had live music, and I was up there before the music started, but everyone seemed to have a really good time. And your wife, you're here with your wife.
I am, yep.
Are you going to come on the show? She didn't have anything to say. I don't have anything to say for 3 hours a day. It doesn't stop me. Anyone who listens could tell you that.
Right.
That's for sure. Anything else you want folks to know? Or?
No, not necessarily. Okay. My phone number is 417-827-6753. If you need something done structurally as an inspection, give me a call.
All right. Just wait until next week.
All right. Yes.
Norman's on vacation. Nice to meet you. Thank you so much for coming on, Norman. Really appreciate it. As we continue our roadshow from Costa Mujeres, Mexico, the broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center. Big thank you to them. And, of course, we will be broadcasting here tomorrow and Wednesday as well. In studio will be Matt Canovi on Thursday, and then the Lock and Smith Foundation with Tom Martz and Dr. John Lilly on Friday. And that will be in studio. So, of course, Norma's Carriage House will be open if you want breakfast. But the show will not be out there until the following Friday. We're going to continue on this Monday morning with our Great Escape 2019 broadcast. I'm Nick Reed.
Live from the beautiful Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico, this is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast.
Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF. Good Monday morning. I'm Nick Reed as we continue our broadcast abroad 2019 Great Escape. This is our fifth annual Great Escape. Who knew after the first one we would be continuing on, and the group continues to grow. As Cam mentioned earlier, we've got over 80 people with us this time. And one of the things I was always adamant about is keeping it small, because I was like, I want a chance to be able to get to know everyone. And every time it got bigger and bigger, and I thought these too many people, but Cam pointed out, you already know three quarters of these people at this point. So you don't have to, you actually have less people to get to know with this larger group than you did in the beginning. I thought, you know what? That makes a It's a very good point she made. This is why she does what she does. One of the folks that actually I've met before, but this is the first time really getting to know, Sherry, is with us this morning. How do you do?
How do you do? I'm good.
Fantastic. And you went on the float trip, right?
Yes.
Yes. So we were sitting next to each other on the plane, and I was like, now I know you, don't I? And you said, well, I went on the float trip. I said, well, that was sort of a great escape.
Yeah, it was.
It was a little. So, boy, that plane ride, a little bumpy there coming in. It's the bumpy enough to where at some point everyone's like, whoa! But it was fun.
It was fun.
It was fun. So, tell us about yourself.
Oh, I'm Sherry. I live in Bolivar. Come to find out, Emily is from Bolivar.
Yeah, so Emily Johnson.
Yes, that was kind of cool. Met a few other people. But I came over to give a shout-out to my coworker, Nicole Saylor. She's doing a wonderful job back there. I'm sure she's being a good team member and covering for me while I'm gone. And I just want to say thanks while I'm taking one for the team out here in Mexico.
It is tough. The beautiful, 88-degree weather,
yeah.
A little shower here and there to cool you off when you're not in the pool.
The view of, of the ocean. It's just so calming.
Now, you came here with a friend or a coworker? Or who?
Yeah, she's a coworker. Yeah. It's simply amazing that she can just drop everything, says, when I get a hair that says, do you feel like going on a road trip with me? We've been out to Pennsylvania and back because I need a driver. And she's a real good driver, so... We've been up to Pennsylvania and back. We've been up to Nebraska and back. And I was
kidding.
When the Great Escape came up this time, I texted her. I says, you got a passport? She says, it's in the works. Where are we going?
Now, you two are, I told, cause so my wife sat next to you all on the plane, and then I was across the aisle. And when we were coming here, I think on the bus, I was like, I can just tell I like those two gals. They're just fun. They're just, you could tell, happy, fun people that enjoy life, see the positive, and laugh a lot. And you guys are, you're infectious. You're the type people want to be around. See, look, everyone's applauding. Look at you. They already like you more than me. Stop. Let's not go overboard. Let's pull it in a little bit, folks. So have you been on a trip like this before? I know not the Great Escape, but an all-inclusive?
No.
No?
And my jaw just drops when I walked in. I was like, oh, my word.
So we talk these up. I mean, I always do, and I don't know if you've heard any of the broadcasts that we've done from past Great Escapes, but was it what you imagined, or?
A little bit more.
A little bit more.
it was just so cool. And I was simply amazed by the bus driver when he came up around that curvy drive.
Oh.
I was like, because my son drives a transport truck, and I was like, you know, when we was coming down the streets down in Cancun, it's just like, you could reach out the window and touch the bus next to you. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I don't know how my son does it, you know? But yeah, I mean, he made those curves, didn't hit a curb or a building or anything. And I thought it was kind of cool.
Now were you on the bus I was on?
Tomas
the guy.
Oh, yes,
so you were on our bus.
Yes.
Well, when we were, as you mentioned, pulling in, because Morgan and I were sitting up front and she's like, how is the bus moving like this? It just seemed as if it was rotating on an axle to get around. She's like, this doesn't seem like this is supposed to be happening.
Maybe they took some, notes from the Diesel Brothers when they got those axles turned just
a little.
Or does a crab crawl?
Now, are you gals doing the catamaran with us on Thursday?
Yes.
Have you done one of those before?
No.
They're fun. They're a really, really good.
I am so looking forward to it.
I suspect that you'll have a good time with that. So, and dinner last night, you enjoyed that?
Oh,
my word.
Just
going to ask you how you enjoyed everything.
Oh, my gosh. It was, yeah.
So anything else that you all have planned other than just hanging out, enjoying yourself, doing the catamaran?
We're just going to walk around, much like Emily was, just walk around today and see what's out there. Mm-hmm. And we did sign up for the little dinner and show tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Yes,
because Cam got us, reserved some air seats. And I was like, yes, I'll go.
Yeah, I didn't even know anything about it. I just was I told Morgan, just sign us up for whenever. So I don't even know what night we're going to be doing it. But what is the show?
I have no idea. I don't care. I'm on vacation.
You can do whatever you want to. All right. Well, I'm so glad that you have come along on the trip, and I look forward. We're just one day, of course, of the 3-day broadcast that we've got. So it's just the very beginning.
Just the very beginning, Nicole, and I'll be back in about a month.
A month?
Maybe.
Maybe never. They just end up moving down here, applying for a job while you're here. Well, thank you so much, Sherry. I'm really glad that you're here, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your time.
Oh, I will. Thanks.
It is the 2019 Great Escape as we continue our live broadcast. Costa Mujeres, Mexico. Our live broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center, serving Springfield since 1979. And we've got so much more to talk about today and, of course, tomorrow and Wednesday. And again, Matt Canovi will be in studio for me Thursday and the Lock and Smith Foundation in studio on Friday. As we continue on our 2019 Great Escape broadcast, I'm Nick Reed.
Live from the beautiful Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico, this is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast.
Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed. Our 2019 Great Escape, the TRS Corral, Grand Palladium, Costa Mujeres. I think that explains it all. Christy Fulnecki
is I'm
with
here.
Us. How are you?
Yeah. Do you need to adjust my voice?
Usually. I think actually you need to adjust your voice.
No, I don't need to adjust my voice. No. Hey, this does not suck.
No, it doesn't. Pretty good so far.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. These are my peeps right here, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I blend right in.
Has anyone come up and started speaking Spanish?
Yes, actually. It did happen twice yesterday. Yeah, well, I was trying to speak Spanish to them.
Were they people who worked? Oh, okay. Was it people who worked here or people that...
People that worked here.
And for people who don't know, what we're talking about here is there are some that, when we are on these trips, that mistake Christy for a local. And so they will come up and start speaking Spanish.
Well, it happened in Dominican last year a lot. And
I remember last year in Dominican Republic, for some reason, you kept trying to convince some of the law enforcement to let you take an ATV into Haiti. This is true.
I was trying to solve problems.
Yeah.
I was trying to connect with the people. I kind of felt like I was running for office there for some reason.
Yeah, I think if I remember right, they're like, do you have experience as a mayor? Have you? And she's like, no.
Okay, that was not very nice.
That was a low blow. I'm sorry.
I did try to get on the ATV of the police officer.
Well, you tried to start a search and rescue for me and my wife and another couple.
Yes, the other couple that will go unnamed.
Yeah.
They owe me one for not saying their names.
Because we went out, and I don't know if I've told this story on air or not, but actually.
Oh, yeah. This is a very good learning lesson.
Yeah. So we decide it was this.
Have you heard this, Sarah?
My wife and I
That's
and this other couple. And those, you know, you do the parachute thing where they drag you behind the boat and you go way up in the air and everything. And it's one of those things I never really had any great desire to do, but I thought, oh, well, it'd be fun to do. And so I think it was the wife of the other couple was talking about, I'd really, you know, I've always wanted to do it. And I said, well, if I can get us a good deal, then let's do it. So I went and got probably what was a normal deal, but sounded like a really good deal.
No, wait a minute. These are the people that are walking on the beach that we're not sure who they are.
Well, yeah. I'm like, you look trustworthy. So they get us in this boat, and so we go out, and then they drop us off on this other boat, and that's the boat that we do the thing on. So we you know, they take us up, and then when we're done, they had been taking pictures, and there's two of them, and I don't know why I didn't notice it until this point, but like, everybody else on the boat and some of the crew members had gotten off on this other boat, and we're still on it. So it's the four of us and these two people on the boat, and they have, like, their faces are totally covered, everything but their eyes. They look like people. Yeah, they look like terrorists. Yeah. And we're sitting out there, and we realized.
And you still thought it was okay to stay out there, of course.
Well, what am I going to do? We're out there, and so we're like, what are we doing? And they're like, oh, we're waiting for another boat to come get you. And we're just sitting there, and they had asked if we wanted to buy pictures. They were really friendly up until we said no. And then the engine gets cut, and we're just sitting there in silence for what seems like ever. And all you can hear is the water lapping against the side of the boat, and the four of us are sitting there, and you can't see. They're wearing sunglasses. Their head's covered with a do-rag. Their face above their nose. They look like Antifa is what they look like, you know, that go to And so I finally, in the silence, I said, you all aren't going to kill us, are you? And the wife of the other couple, I would later learn, almost choked me to death. She's like, I mean, this was just, we were talking about this a couple months ago. She said, I was so furious that you said, I was like, well, I mean, let's get it out there. We're all wondering. Somebody just has to ask the question, is your plan to end our lives out here on
the
boat?
But what did they say back to you?
Nothing,
no,
really.
No response.
No,
yeah.
I don't even remember, but
I know,
the indication was they were not going to kill us. That was the sense that we got. So that was a big relief. And then eventually this other boat did come to get us. We were out there for a long time. And then when we get back to shore, that's when we find out you had been trying to convince local law enforcement to borrow their ATVs so you could send out a search and rescue.
Actually, it wasn't really about you guys. I just wanted to go to Haiti.
Yeah.
Actually, my nice friend Stephanie Swords that I always talk about, she was really concerned about you all. And
But you weren't? No.
Well, no. I was a little distracted because I was just focused on going to Haiti and buying jewelry and whatever. And
true friend.
But somebody said, the security guy said, what was the company on the back of the book? I'm like, well, I don't know. Did you look at the company on the book?
Like, I would have known. Like, if the guy who was walking the beaches selling this said, oh, here's my company, I would not have been in the position to go, oh, I've heard good things. I wouldn't have known. I have no idea. Like, I'm off in there on the beaches of
Dominican
Republic.
Well, see, these
are
good learning lessons, you know.
Yes, we survived.
It's probably not a good marketing thing for our trips, but, I mean, we kind of go off the grid sometimes, so.
Hey, we lived. To me, that's 5 stars.
I know, that's right. Except I didn't get to go to Haiti, but the silver lining in that is that I didn't get arrested, so.
Yeah, well, maybe Great Escape 2020 will be Haiti. We haven't chosen yet the location.
Right.
More with Christy Fulnecki coming up as we continue our live broadcast this morning from the 2019 Great Escape. The broadcast this morning sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center. More coming up next. I'm Nick Reed.